Welcome to What If. I'm Dave Stutz.
Justin Osborne.
Yes, you are. That is your name.
That is who I am.
Dude, what if you were the only Justin Osborne? What if none other existed?
Well, then that'd be crazy, because when I was a kid, there was a lot less Justins, and I didn't really like my name. I didn't like it. Yeah, I used to lie to people. I used to lie to people when I was like five. They're like, what's your name? And I'd make up a name with one syllable. Mark.
Seriously?
John.
Something that rolled off?
Yeah, because I thought that
Did
Justin
you ever say that you were Dave? You sorry, dude.
No, I don't.
That's the one name that never came to thought.
Well, it wasn't one syllable. I always thought it David.
No, man. It's Dave.
Not a whole lot of Daves.
Yeah, man.
All right. Here's a question. What if you could choose any movie you'd want to act in? What are the elements? Now, a movie that has already been acted, but you could now be in that movie.
That's tough, man, because
the star of that movie.
Right.
I mean, because there's a variety of elements that people would say, hey, you know what? I want to be in this movie because of this. Some people want to star in a movie because of their second, you know, the person that is the co-star.
What, you want to be the leading or the co-pilot role?
No. No, they want to be the star in that movie solely because of who the co-star is.
Right. So,
and if it's a guy, who she is.
So I could be Leo DiCaprio from Titanic because Kate Winslet was the co-star.
Correct.
Right. I wouldn't do that.
I'm not saying that that's why you would want to do it. I'm saying that some people would be. Yeah. See, I would be interested in a role that has great emotional content.
Well, because I don't think movies are as easy as some people think they are. I actually think some dramatic roles would be easier to play than like a comedic role. Comedy's not easy, man.
Comedy is not easy.
You know, it's not easy to just be funny, even with good writing.
Well, to nail it, you gotta have face.
Yeah.
Look at Jack Black. Who can replace him?
No
way. In Nacho Libre with his faces. What was that? What were we talking about today?
The Chipmunk Nest.
Yeah, who can do that? That's something he created. Yeah. Somebody wrote Chipmunk Nest, and he comes out with
Chipmunk Nest.
And
only he could have done it.
Yeah, and Ramses.
Yeah.
What is that? I'm just saying.
Exotic creams and lotions.
Right, see, I want to be that guy that
read some books.
Jack Black, when he wants to be, can be very funny.
Yeah.
He can be very outrageous, though. But outrageous, too.
Yeah.
Like too much. And that's generally in his foul films. When he does...
But Jack is the man.
Jack is the man.
He is a comedic...
If he called tomorrow and was like, hey, I heard your podcast and I think it needs some help. I want to come out and be on it.
Dude, instantly.
He's on it. I'll be like...
And I would let him run the show. He could sit in this chair right here.
Whatever
Captain's
he wants to do.
Chair.
But I will tell you there are celebrities that if they called me, they wouldn't have a chance.
Like who? Name one.
Let's see here. Who would
Margot
I not?
Margot Kidder. No, we told her she could come on.
No, she could come on. All right.
I'd only give her 10
See,
minutes.
See, only you would be like, who right off the top, and I have nothing. Let me think.
Is there really somebody you would reject? I don't know.
There are people I reject.
Who
I will tell you somebody I would reject.
Who?
Colin Farrell.
Why?
I just don't like him.
But, I mean, well, yeah, I don't think I'd really
As a person, I don't.
Yeah. Well, he's a drinking Irishman, right?
Yeah, we're talking about the same guy. He's extremely arrogant, but he's Irish. Yeah. He might end up punching us both in the show, and,
right, and
we didn't even do
rolls.
Anything. Yeah, we didn't even do anything.
So, welcome to What If, bam, right in the jaw.
Yeah, like, I don't like the way you said that. I can't even do a good Irish accent, but if I could, that's what he would say.
Potatoes.
Yeah.
He would offer us some potatoes.
Just for doing that, he might get punched.
Right. Well, yeah, he'd be like, what is that? Is that me that you're doing? Bam.
But the thing is he's not played any role that I liked.
He was Daredevil. No, he was Bullseye in Daredevil. You didn't like that?
I never saw Daredevil.
Well, that's kind of unfair then, because you're just basing it on, like, what, the one movie that you've seen him in?
No, it's the previous, actually, of the movies that I've seen him in. I've actually never seen him in anything. But I have seen him...
Right.
You know, I've seen him in personal interviews.
Yeah, I've seen
and he's also in the Bad Boy columns a lot.
He's kind of fallen off the map a little bit, though.
I have someone else.
Who, man?
Sean Penn.
Why Sean Penn, dude? I would talk to Sean Penn.
I just don't like Sean Penn.
Why don't you like Sean Penn, man?
He's politically just jacked up, in my opinion.
Dude, what are you talking about?
He, like, went over to Iraq.
When you were over there?
Yeah,
it was like one of those.
No, he didn't come when I was there. He went before Saddam went into the hole, and he's talking trash about America.
Like, do you remember what he said?
I cannot remember exactly.
Just typical smack.
I tell you what, on the next cast, I will come back.
They should have just left him there then, man. You don't like America hanging around.
It was that bad that we wanted to, a lot of people were like, yo, you just need to stay. He said horrid things. You remember Hanoi Jane?
No.
When Jane Fonda pulled that mess over in Vietnam?
No.
This is how bad that was. All right, she went to Vietnam. Hanoi Jane. Jane Fonda. And she went in there and was talking about, was siding with the Vietnamese, the North Vietnamese, who we were at war with at the time.
Right.
And some POWs, because she went to the Hanoi Hotel, they called it, which was the prison, the POW camp.
What is Hanoi?
Hanoi is a city in Vietnam.
Okay.
All right, and she went there, and if my geography's off, it could have been Cambodia, but I'm pretty sure it's in Vietnam. Anyways, it was a POW camp over there. And she went over there to interview the Vietnamese that were running it. And they were like, it's all good. Everybody's fine. Well, the POWs handed her notes. You know, notes to, like, pass on. I don't know if it's letters to their family, whatever. Anyway, she told the general. She told the general of that POW camp what the prisoners had done. And they were getting tortured in there.
The Vietnamese dude?
Yeah, she told the Vietnamese dude.
How is Jane Fonda encountering POWs, man? There's a reason you're a POW.
She was pro... She fired down the Vietnam War as far as the Americans. You know how Americans...
A lot of people did.
Yeah, but she went over there. But she went to a POW camp where Americans were. Americans gave her notes. She told the general.
That's kind of nuts.
Dude, imagine you've been separated from your family 5 years. 5 years you've
and
been
I
in
hand
this
Jane Fonda.
You hand her a note. She's an American. You're like, right. Yo, we're getting tortured here. Or, hey, you know, can you tell my wife I love her? And she hands that note in.
Yeah, that's nuts. Because then that dude's getting beat down.
Right. Well, he's going to possibly kill. Started that. Yeah. But not only that, he gets no word to his fam.
Yeah, nothing.
So here it is. She's having a book signing 30 years later, and a Vietnam vet rolls up and spits in her face.
Yeah. What if it was that guy?
It could have been.
What if it was that
guy? She didn't do anything, which is good that she didn't.
Why? Because then she would have been rebuked in the public, right?
Hey, that's a big deal, bro. And so that was what was dredged up when Sean Penn pulled his shenanigans. It's just like, that's just un-American.
So we would not talk to Sean Penn.
I couldn't talk to Sean. This is the deal. It's not that I wouldn't talk to Sean Penn. I wouldn't have Sean Penn... on the show if he called. That was the thing, is if he called, no. Right. Like, I'm not interested. All right, so that's the deal. I would not call him. I mean, I would not, he doesn't interest me.
All right, what if you could have any celebrity on the show? Who would you want to talk to? This is not the show, the podcast. I hate saying show.
We say that. We hate it, but
yeah,
we say it.
Yeah, I know. It's natural.
All right.
Who would you have?
Off the top of my head, I would have John Cusack.
That would be an awesome interview, man. What? John Q?
Well, I don't see a whole lot of him talking about anything.
Yeah.
I would like to talk to him.
But, dude, I think that John Q is, like, one of the smartest dudes in Hollywood, man. I think he could really sit down and have an intelligent interview with that guy. And not even talk about movies. Talk about anything.
Yeah, I think that he's just a down-to-earth guy. He's not any tabloid.
You don't be like, John Q, what do you think about 2012, man?
Right. He's a big-time actor. He acts. You don't see him anymore. That's
yeah,
the best.
He just disappears. Dude, he's got his 81 mil. He disappears.
Yeah, he's
in the Florida Keys.
But, I mean, it's like he doesn't have to disappear, though. He could go shopping in the Walmart here, and we'd know it's John Q.
You know what's funny about that? You know who I wouldn't have on the show? Joan Q. Wouldn't do it, man.
John, we love you. And let that never be a strike against you coming here.
I think it's awesome that you're in a lot of movies that your brothers are in, but I just wouldn't interview you. Sorry, I'm a dude, and you're... not John Q.
Just in case.
What?
Just in case.
Right.
But I would like to interview John Cusack. Well, here's a what if. What if the only way to get John Q was to have Joan Q?
I would do it.
Yeah.
You know, dude, I say all these things. If a single celebrity called up, they'd be on instantly.
Except
even
for...
Colin Farrell would be on, dude. He would be on. He would be on.
All right, I have to have my brother in the room. All right, just because.
What? You don't think I can protect you, man? You need Art in here?
I'm just saying. two Because I would
probably... You Osborne's blood thicker than water.
No, no, it's just that I would probably offend.
You would offend him.
Right, and see, there's less room on your side, so he'd definitely be sitting on my side.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? Because that's not cool he's on your side, because you're doing the sound engineering thing as we're talking, and you're distracted, so he could plow me, and you're looking at the screen.
Dude, I mean, maybe he's aggressive in the public eye because that's the way he's managed, you know? Maybe he's actually the nicest guy in the world.
Maybe. What if he goes for a shot, he slips, he lands in my arms, he's choked out, and I didn't even do anything? That'd be awesome. That would be on the
count. Dude, what? If he trips on you...
And no, I'm talking, like, he swings and he slips.
You're talking... All right, so Colin Farrell swings at you and accidentally crushes his windpipe on your fist?
No, he falls right here, and then he's just all his weight. And by the time
Then you loosen your arm and you let go, man.
I don't know I can do that. I'm in shock.
You're talking about you are planning to murder him
when he comes on the show. No, I said he's choked out as in
right,
just
what if
up.
He lands on my arm and I tense it up real tight? Dude, you're killing him.
What I'm saying is...
So what if you murdered Colin Farrell?
Whoa, what? Then that's it.
Yeah.
Then without 81 mil.
81 mil, you're still in jail.
No. Without 81 mil, I disappear. You don't murder a celebrity, and then you're like, hey, what am I going to do? You know what you're going to do. You're either going to jail, or you're going to disappear.
Yeah.
But maybe if you had really bad reviews, they'd let you off. I don't know. We've never been faced with that. Not in a long time. It's always been a celebrity that kills someone, or is accused of killing someone. Right. You got OJ with his wife. Of course, OJ got his freedom and then blew it.
Right.
And then you got, who else? That one guy, he was some actor. I can't remember his name. His hair went from black to, like, super white.
That helps.
You know
what's crazy about OJ, though? Is when I was growing up, I had no idea that OJ was a football player. I only knew him for his scandals and stuff. Just because I grew up in that right time frame where I just didn't know.
Well, he was already out of football, I think, by the time you were coming around.
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing, is that he went from football player to actor, and he was a good football player, and he was a pretty good actor as far as he'd played funny
roles. He was an actor?
Yeah,
I didn't even know that.
He was in the Naked Weapons. Naked Guns. Naked Weapons. That's the series I'm working on. The Naked Guns, he was in those. And he was pretty funny. He was the guy who got hurt all the time.
What? Wasn't that... Isn't Naked Gun with, like, Leslie Nielsen?
Yeah. He's in that. He's one of Leslie Nielsen's partners.
Oh, see, you say Naked Gun, and I always think Airplane, just because that's the only one I know.
Yeah, those are generations apart.
Don't call me Shirley. Ever. You hear me?
I hear you. Nice. But Shirley, you can't be serious.
Don't call me Shirley, man. That'll get cut later. Anyways,
no, that's a good one. But what was I talking about? That's what I'm saying. We've only dealt with the celebs killing people. And what? They can get off.
Yeah.
Why? Because they have the 81 mil. Yeah. All right, here's the thing.
Or they can just get off because the jury's like, nope, not guilty.
It's more because of the 81 mil?
No, I think it's because you left the light on.
No, I think it's because I think probably dated for 6 months.
Yeah, but then there was the light, and you turned that on. I think OJ turned on the light, and that's why they let him off.
No, I think it's because he had...
He was on trial for like 6 months? No.
He was on trial for like 9 months.
Right? Yeah.
Nobody was more tired of any trial than the OJ Simpson trial.
Right.
I mean, I can remember watching it. It seemed like years, even though it was just 9 months.
Yeah.
But the deal is that he got off. But he spent all of his fortune doing that. He was bankrupt. That's what I'm talking about. Money can not only help you disappear, but money gives you certain privileges.
It's not what you were talking about. I guess that's what you're talking about now.
Yeah. That just throwing that back into the mix about the 81 mil. Because that's a big what if. What if you won the lottery? That's everybody's what if that knows about the lottery.
Dude, everyone who buys a lotto ticket plays that game. What if I won the lottery?
Oh, there isn't a person that has ever... bought a lottery ticket or thought about buying a lottery ticket that didn't go through the what if scenario. Nobody buys one is like, hey,
you know, blank. I was here. I was like, you know, lotto, that could be fun, because it's not in my mind, buying a lotto ticket isn't gambling, really. I mean, people who get addicted to buying lotto tickets, I mean, that's a dollar, what, a week? That's not like casino dropping all your money on craps.
Well, see, the thing is that people say that it's something that drains the life. You know, the people who make the least amount of money play the lottery the most. Rich people don't play the lottery. Well, they don't need to. They're right. Rich. So it's a lower class, middle lower class people wanting to get ahead.
Is it those dollars that you spend that go towards the lottery and funding it? How does the lottery get funding?
I have no idea.
Dude.
I think it is. I mean, I think that's how it goes up because all these people spend all this money.
That's how I figure it. When it gets bigger and bigger, week by week, I assume, all right, people are just buying lotto tickets. And that's how it works. I got a what if for you. What if for like 6 months, once a week, you play the lotto, same numbers, same numbers, same numbers, and finally, you know what? I'm done. Next day. Or next week, you don't buy the ticket, but your numbers win.
What do you do?
Dude, I mean, it would take a strong person not to, like, freak out and hurt yourself.
Here's a true story. My mom calls me. I think I just won $250 million. That's what it was up to.
Right.
She's like, I think I just won. Now, you know my mother. She's Korean. She doesn't get excited about anything.
Right.
She was verbally shaken on the phone.
I have never heard your mother anywhere close to that excitement.
And I was, I believe, I don't know if it was in the Air Force. I don't remember. I was working and I was around people. And I thought, if my mother wins, here's a what if for you. My mother wins $250 million. My life's going to change.
Right, because you're like me, right, baby boy?
Right.
Yeah.
Baby boy. She's going
to take care of that.
But she's going to take care of her fam.
Yeah.
My mother would give, though, her children money.
Yeah.
Regardless of how dumped or like.
Do you think, I mean, obviously Korean culture is much different than American culture. Do you think that she would like prioritize how much money she gave to the three of you?
She would. I think. It's hard to say because.
Would she give Art more money than you because she's been like living with Art for a while?
I doubt it. Like that?
No?
I doubt it.
She would give you more money?
I think that she would probably have me help her with her money.
Yeah.
And I would not.
Well, because you can do it.
Well,
not to say your siblings can't do
it. I just know the direction to try.
I think you have fiscal responsibility. You know what I mean? I think you can.
I think that she would trust that I would take it to the right sources. But see, my mom's shady in some ways.
Yeah.
She might go and.
Let's hope she'll never listen to this.
Well, she'd go and maybe turn. No, my mom's the type that I can say that, and she's like, yeah, I am shady. My mom is real both ways.
Does she have anybody to send it back to Korea?
Oh, she would, man. That's the other thing. She would move.
She would not move back to Korea.
Yeah, she would.
Dude, she is American through and through. You've told me this.
She still wants to move back to Korea.
Well, then you've lied to me, man.
No. She will admit that she's American, but she believes that the land of opportunity now is Korea in her later years.
Nice.
But here's the thing.
So she would take her. How much is that in Korean money? Is that a lot of money in Korea?
That's a lot.
Really?
Yes.
So you could have a little.
Well, let's put it to you this way. 10,000 won.
Is a dollar or something?
No,
like that?
It's like $10.
Okay. So does that mean 1,000 won is like a dollar?
No. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, something like that.
I am not a math major.
And neither am I.
I think I got that right.
But it's something. It's like that.
Right.
It's a lot of won is like a
bar. Yeah, but like how much is a candy bar in Korea? Is it like...
Probably like...
500 won?
Yeah, something like that.
So, I mean, still.
I mean, it still works out. But what I'm saying is the number that you see, if they're like 10 million won, that's like $1 million. That's a lot of money for us,
right.
But it's not what it sounds like.
So if you have $250 million.
Yeah, it's like a billion won.
You've got crazy amounts of won.
Yeah. And what I'm saying, though, is she would take care
of
her family.
You've got a guap of won.
I think she states that her family's well off over there. I don't know. I've never met them.
Dude, her family. Wouldn't that be your family too, bro?
Yeah, it's our family, but I say
her
family.
Are you talking about like grandparents or brother, uncles?
No. Sisters and brothers. Her sister, my uncles and aunts. They're okay.
Dude, man, they need to come down. I want to meet the Korean fam.
That would be sweet.
Then again, that would be culture shock for me because they don't... Koreans are not the same.
Well, they're hardcore Korean.
I'd be a little scared to meet the Korean women. I'd be all right with the Korean guys.
Yeah, the Korean women are too honest. They're very honest.
Well, they're honest, and yeah. Would you call them touchy? Not really touchy?
Like, physically touchy?
No, like sensitive.
Easily offended?
No. Yeah, things like that. No?
They blow things off. You could be like, hey, you could tell them, hey, I think you're fat, and they would agree if they think they are.
Right.
But they don't care. But they will tell you if you're fat or whatever you're insecure about.
See, I don't like to think I walk on eggshells for anyone, but I would be a little more on guard and wary. But then again, they can't speak English anyway, so.
They cannot. Well, it's just the thing is that my mother's not easily offended much of anything.
Not anymore.
No, but she wasn't offended in the day. The only thing she took offense to is when you try to offend her.
Right.
Then she took offense to that. But the deal was, is that true story, I said that she's like, I think I won $250 million. She picked the correct numbers. Didn't see them this week for the week before.
So she picked last week's numbers?
Yeah, but she saw last week's numbers later and realized. Somehow it was missed. It was right. It was so off by a very short time.
So she was like a week off, missed the numbers. So she didn't win. But she crushed?
It could have won. Well, she was excited. No, she wasn't crushed. I just never got another call again. And so I didn't know. That was
the only call. So you ruined her 250 mil dream. You were the angel of disappointment. That was like, no, Mom, you didn't win.
No, I was not. My sister was.
Oh.
I did not tell her that.
So now her and your mother are not.
I sat in the corner and was just hoping to get that second call. I was like, son.
Oh, so you got the call, and then you were like, all right. And then you sit there and you wait and wait. Then Vanessa drops the news.
She drops the bomb on my mom, and then I just find out like a week later. I'm like, anything ever happened with that? No, that I know that nothing did.
But like I said,
my mom's shady. She could have won and...
Your mom could have 250 mil right now in Korea.
No, she's not that shady. Dude. If she won it, she could be like, I don't want to give you anything, and just disappear. She could disappear. She could literally
disappear. Good for her, man. Disappear.
If she did that, that'd be cool.
I'd like to see Korea.
I would just hope that like she might just...
I want to see North Korea. Dude, how many people get to see North Korea, man? What if you
The people who get to see it don't want to see it anymore.
What if you could have... What's that word when you're in a different country and you have amnesty?
It's political immunity.
Yeah. So let's say you have that and no one can mess with you. Do you go to North Korea? No one will mess with you. You're still kind of under the guise that it might be a ruse, but hopefully it's not. We've worked out some kind of peace treaty. Obama called ahead of time and was like, you can go. You are our ambassador to North Korea, man. What do you do when you get there? Do you explore? What kind of questions do you ask? Who do you meet?
Well, if Obama...
Do you go to that spot in Daegu Key where his brother died? And do you just lay there and kind of like hover in the dirt? Do you remember that movie,
Taegu Key? I do remember that, and that's a very sad part.
Yeah.
That's like extremely sad.
So what do you do? Who do you talk to?
I saw some inside footage. Somebody was carrying around a camera inside of a bag, like a hidden camera inside of North Korea. It was like the only footage.
A North Korean?
Yeah.
And what, he put it on YouTube?
No, he sent it to like... a news channel.
Okay.
And the deal was is that it's horrid. There was somebody who died in the street and it was just rotting.
Just left him there.
Yeah. I mean,
North Korea is that bad, dude.
It is that bad.
It's like medieval.
It's like...
Bring out your dead.
You're not allowed to watch any movies. Nothing.
How do you say bring out your dead in Korean?
I have no idea.
Just make it up, dude. Nobody will know.
Somebody will know. Dude. And the thing is, I can't even fake Korean that well.
I would just say things I know with different inflections. It's like, bring out your dead. Annyeonghaseyo.
For our Korean listeners.
That's how you say bring out your dead.
That's like hello.
No, dude, what? You don't just give it away. What's your problem? You're ruining my plans of visiting North Korea. I just need Charles Barkley with me so that he can talk to Kim Jong-il for me. You remember that bit back in the day?
Kim Jong-il. Well, he doesn't want it to. Well, Kim Jong-il. That's another thing. What is up with Kim Jong-il? It's
terrible.
It's terrible, Kenny.
It's just terrible, kiddo.
Who is that guy? We would have him
Frank
on.
Frank Caliendo.
He would be
awesome. I would talk to Frank. Dude, that is the one guy I would have on the podcast is Frank Caliendo because he could be anybody. He could be Jack Nicholson. He could be Robin Williams. We could interview anyone we wanted just with Frank Caliendo.
Oh, I just thought of somebody else who I'd be torn to have on here.
Who's that?
Because I have liked them and I have greatly disliked them.
Who's that?
Billy Bob Thornton.
Dude, no way. I would not want him on. He's just too. It's just. It's,
see, if I if all I knew of him
too
was
wishy washy.
If all I knew of him was Sling Blade, definitely on.
Yeah, I'd be like, let me hear some Sling Blade.
Yeah, I'd be like.
And he's like, no. Listen, I'd rather let's just talk Sling Blade.
You have to talk. Let me hear Carl. the whole time.
You either do some Sling Blade or you get out. Ask me what's in these sacks of wash. Ask me.
Ask me what's on my mind.
No, dude, we need to get Art on here and let him be Sling Blade.
Actually, Art, no. We're actually going to have the real Sling Blade on here for you.
Yeah. Maybe next week.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe not. It'll take some weeks to get Sling Blade on because you have to go through paperwork and release forms and stuff like that. Right, so we'll get Sling Blade.
We'll make some calls. We can have
not Billy Bob Thornton.
No.
Sling Blade.
Sling Blade will be here.
Nice.
Yeah, I think.
But I would not want to interview Bad News Bears. He was in Bad News Bears.
Oh.
He was the coach or whatever.
But see, that's the thing. He's been in a lot of things.
I would want to interview Billy Bob Thornton from Armageddon.
He's all right in Armageddon.
Yeah.
He's all right from the astronaut farmer.
And I'd want him to bring the patch that Bruce Willis gave him before he sent Ben Affleck back up the elevator. Do you not remember that movie at all?
That was a sad scene again.
Yeah, it was.
You keep bringing up these sad scenes. I can't
even sorry, do it. Sorry, man. Do you all think right. that would work? What if an asteroid was headed for the Earth? Do you think drilling a hole in the middle of an asteroid and planting a nuke, do you think that would work?
They had all these math majors. Remember that guy said, and you are taking advice from someone who got a C in astrophysics or whatever. Remember
that? Was that a line in the flick?
Yeah, because he's like, if you put a firecracker on your hand and it explodes, it hurts.
You burn your hand. He's like, no, if you take that same firecracker and you close your fist, well, you'll be opening ketchup bottles for the rest of your life.
Or you won't be.
Something. I think he meant because like your hands are going to be wedged together and somehow that helps you open ketchup. I was a kid when I saw the movie, so that's what I always thought.
It's something about a ketchup bottle.
Yeah.
But the thing was is that and he's like blah blah blah.
I'm going to put out a consensus out there with my friends in the scientific field and ask them. Just be like, "Do you think that would work?"
Well, here's my thing. Why couldn't you strap like the world's biggest propulsion unit? Because you know in space, once you set an object in motion...
Right, Newton's laws of...
Right, so you put a serious propulsion system on
it. As long as it doesn't hit anything else, it's going to keep going until it hits that asteroid.
Right, so you put a serious propulsion object and it just pushes it down. Because it has no weight in space.
Well, dude, why not just send out the Enterprise? Just blast it out of the sky.
Why not? Where's Superman? He can just stop it.
Yeah, he could just... throw it back to Kandor. No, he wouldn't want to do that.
He could throw it into the sun. It's not necessarily loaded with kryptonite.
No, but then Earthite would be raining down, and we could never go outside during the daytime. No, we've already talked about this, man. It doesn't work.
Its proper name was Territe.
Yeah, sorry. Whatever.
Here's the thing. We didn't finish this other one. Was what movie would you want to act in? Meaning that you could execute the role as good or better than the person.
I don't know, man. It's like, I can't. Well, people often ask, hey, what's your favorite movie? You like movies, right? You want to write music for movies? What's your favorite movie? I don't know, dude. Yeah, what's your favorite song? I don't know.
Yeah.
I do kind of have an answer for that. But
we know what your new favorite Christmas song is.
It is. Hark, I Hear the Harps Eternal. That is the best Christmas jam ever. It brings a tear to the eye, man.
It is an awesome...
At least I think so.
Some it's a very spiritual...
You have to appreciate it, you know?
But it really brings out, I think, the spirit of Christmas.
Yeah. Well, let's run it down. You could do... I think I might want to act in I Am Legend, man.
That would be a cool movie.
That would be a cool role. I'd want to be... But I'd want to be Will Smith. I'd want to be Diesel like he was. I'd want to have the guns in the house and all.
What would you not do if you could change your role?
What would I not do as Will Smith?
Yes.
I wouldn't have, well, do you have the same mentality that he had in the movie?
I mean, you're in the role and stuff. Just say you're a slight bit more aware.
I would have taken better care of myself in the scene where he gets hung up by his feet and, he lands on his knife.
That's a horrible scene.
Yeah, because, I mean, he got a little too, it's been a while since I've seen it, but he saw Frank, right? And Frank was moved, and that freaked him out. And he's all yelling at a mannequin. It's like, dude, get your wits together. Well, stop yelling at a mannequin.
And the reason, you know, did you ever watch the alternate ending to that?
Yeah, I did.
That sheds more light on the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
Did you notice? Because a guy only cared because he took his woman. That's why he did all that stuff, that crazy thing.
Yeah. The
see, in the theatrical version, it didn't display that. So all you know is this dude is just the leader.
Yeah,
and
he's just a big...
And he's just mad, angry so
monster.
Will Smith runs out with a grenade and blows him all away, supposedly.
Yeah. Alternate ending, he wheels the girl out and lets him
have her. And then he takes her and he's like, get out of here.
Yeah, and then they just roll.
They showed that they actually do have mental...
some kind of capacity. Control.
Yeah, because yeah. That's the deal, is that's what he was trapped inside of. He said, they don't think, they don't do this and that. And that's why when Frank was moved, he's like, these things have no brain.
Right.
And he locked himself in his own mind, and he freaked out. Had he stopped and said, hey, wait a minute, these things are getting smart.
Well, that's obvious. So, yeah, I would have just taken better care of myself during that scene. Because, dude, I mean, just foolish.
He's an awesome actor. Awesome. And definitely. He executed the fact of, like, being disoriented. Well, it wasn't.
I'm not blaming Will Smith for that. That's writing, dude.
But, see, then his dog got killed.
Yeah, Sam.
See, that scene, to me, is almost impossible for me to do, where he's choking the dog out and he's crying. Yeah. All you see is his face and the pain.
Because you know it's fake. He's not really choking a dog.
Yeah, but he sells it.
Yeah.
Will Smith is pretty top notch, man.
Yep, I think I had the best answer for that. I Am Legend is the movie that everyone should choose. What about? Do you have a movie?
I was thinking. I was narrowing it down as you were talking.
You should be Bruce Willis from Armageddon, man. You should save the world. You should be Harry.
See, there's roles where I'm like, that is the role I'd want to be in because I just like that. Who that is?
Dude, you should be Ralph Macchio, Karate Kid. You'd be the best around, man. Nothing would ever keep you down. I used that in the last pod.
Cobra Kai never die, bro. And that's the thing, is you go against them and they never die.
What if you could be Joker from Full Metal Jacket? No, you've already done the war. Yeah, you don't need to do that in film.
I'm trying to think, though, like, what person? Now that I bring that question around to me, you answered it awesome.
Definitely.
And I'm sitting here swimming backwards.
Well, here, we're going to start a moment of thought right now, and then I'm just going to edit it out later. So go ahead and think about it now.
Well, there's the moment, and I still return with nothing.
Come on. Do we need to take another one?
No. Just keep talking. I'm going to think. We'll move on.
So, I mean, you can be the dramatic romantic guy that, like, saves the woman from a life of heartache and becomes her ultimate heartthrob.
No, I know that it is the role of, like, straight heroism.
Yeah.
And then I die.
Wait. I think I take back my last answer, dude. Why did I think of this before? You know who I would be?
Who's that?
Brandon Roth, Superman. It's easy. I get to fly and stuff. Forget that. Because it's still a movie, right? So I'm still hanging from cords and blue screen and all that. Superman?
It's definitely you're replacing the actor.
All right, I still choose Will Smith. I Am Legend.
Very good. It's just been very recent that I'm like, I want to be that guy.
Dude, what if you could choose an animated movie? What if you could be Lewis from Meet the Robinsons? And you're animated. No, because then you would just be the voice of Lewis. That's not fun.
Yeah, and...
Too much fantasy.
See, we see movies on the completed side.
Yeah.
It's much different when you're doing the role because you're like this. All right, and I told you what you need to do. Cut, very good.
Yeah.
That's the segment. It's different. Now, when they see it on the screen, you're like, awesome. But you know when you're watching it now, you're like, oh, that's that part when director Bob did this.
Well, do you have an answer for what animated world would you live in for a length of time? Would you live in the Meet the Robinsons world, or would you live in the Fern Gully world?
Would you live in the Avatar world, whatever planet that is.
Avatar, dude. I don't know anything about Avatar.
Those blue
M.
things?
Night Shyamalan's movie or the other guy's movie? James Cameron. His movie?
That is a world of vegetation and beauty.
Is it animated?
Well, the computer...
It doesn't count,
it's
dude.
It's CGI.
It doesn't count.
Are you talking a straight...
I'm talking animation, dude. Cartoon.
Like CGI?
Drawn, yes.
Or no. No CGI. Straight paint.
Yes, I'm talking...
Like Snow White.
There are no real actors. They are all drawn, computer generated. Oh, okay. It can be computer generated.
So it can be Pixar.
It can be Pixar. You can live in Toy Story's world, but that's just like your world.
Yeah, no, that's animated. Not the world. Okay, let me think here.
Moment of silence starts now.
name some animated worlds.
Animated worlds? Well, you could, like I said, you can do Meet the Robinsons, you can be Ferngully, you could live in the Batman Beyond world, that little cartoon Gotham, you can live there, but that's dangerous. I wouldn't recommend that.
I'm thinking like wide open, you know, just this awesome place.
You could do like Polar Express. You could live in the North Pole with Santa.
I've never seen Polar Express all the way.
It's okay.
See, I wouldn't live in the world of Nine. You remember Nine?
Dude, yeah. Well, no. What if you were a little sack creature at Nine? Yeah, I wouldn't want to live there. That was a lot of peril. That's danger, man.
And did you see the destruction when he sucked their souls out?
Yeah.
That was a tragic movie.
Nine is... Don't take your kids to Nine, because it freaked me out.
It's a cool movie.
It is pretty cool.
But it is crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts.
All right, if I can describe the world, I don't know maybe what covers this, but I'm picturing like perfect. I like the space in Meet the Robinson. You see that lawn that he lives on?
Yeah.
It's like just nice. It's like just spaced out and nice. I like that. I like that future. The future that had arrived was awesome. The people in the bubbles and all that.
So very if you awesome. Lived in a world based on music, you would live in the world of the All-American Rejects, where the future has arrived. That was the song.
Is that the name of their movie. The people are called the All American Rejects?
That is the name of the band. The future has arrived.
I wouldn't want them to select the future I live in, though.
But all right, so let's just cut all that. So we're going back to like, what movie role would you act in? You have to answer, man. I answered. You need answers. So
let's
take it back to John Q. What John Q. movie would you act in? Would you do 2012?
No, I do Gross Point Blank.
You'd be that guy? You'd be the guy that's at the high school reunion? So, what have you been up to? Oh, I'm a hitman. You're so funny. But he is a hitman.
Because he was awesome in that role, man.
But, dude, then your house gets replaced by a supermarket, little convenience store.
I know, but...
That's what you would want to do, really?
Because he disappeared.
Yeah, that's true.
There's an element to that that's just awesome.
That's your dream, man. You just want to disappear for a while.
Kinda.
Yeah. That's enough What If for this week. I'm Dave Stutz.
Justin Osborne.
What if? Next time on What If.
Now, here's the what if, dude. The what if is, what if you had no fear?
Live life to the fullest. Live like there ain't no tomorrow.
What if?